Welcome, listeners, to The Change We Seek, a podcast from a prevention perspective. This perspective means we look at things like systems, barriers, protective factors, and risk factors, and always view these issues from a strengths-based perspective. The podcast is sponsored by the West Virginia Collegiate Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Initiative. The goal of the initiative is to prevent the onset and reduce the progression of substance misuse and its related problems among higher education students in Southern West Virginia. The federal grant was awarded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration to Marshall University's Center of Excellence for Recovery. We hope that with our project and this podcast, we can begin to cultivate a culture of prevention on college campuses across the state. We are student leaders who will support, enhance, and build the prevention infrastructure. A quick disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are only those of the hosts and the guests. They are not the views and opinions of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, Marshall University Research Corporation, the West Virginia Collegiate Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success, or the participating institution of higher education.
Hello, my name is Maurice Porter. I am a student leader here on West Virginia State University campus. I work with Laura through Marshall Undergraduate Research Corporation. And today I'll be interviewing Mr. Brandon Proudfoot. Brandon Proudfoot works for West Virginia Collegiate Recovery Network through Prestigia to provide support to students at
Prestera.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He provides support to students at WVSU. So, Mr. Brandon, can you tell me about a little bit about yourself and a little bit more about what you do at WVSU?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a person in long-term recovery, and I work as a peer recovery support specialist. And what that is I'm not a therapist. I am a peer to other people that are in recovery. I've lived the same experiences as them, so I can relate to them better. And we can work together to stay in recovery or enter recovery.
Okay. All right. With that being said, can you tell us a little bit about your past with addiction? How did it start?
Yeah. So I had my first drink when I was 8 years old. And my addiction didn't really take hold until I was in a car accident when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And I was prescribed Percocets. And I was on this for about 3 years, and then the doctor that was prescribing them just cut me off completely, like cold turkey, no support, no, like, you're going to be physically addicted to this. No, you know, I didn't have any information on it. And I was like, I got terribly sick because I was physically addicted to these pills. And I didn't actually realized that I had a problem with addiction at that time either. And I was talking with a friend of mine, and they said, you know, like, you're physically addicted to your pills, and they just cut you off, man. So, like, you know, you need more so that you're not sick anymore. And he introduced me to heroin. And then from there, it just kind of spiraled. And I was using a little bit of everything under the sun.
Okay. So, I got another question for you. Do you have any, like, family members that have past history with addiction, or and how did it influence you, or did they have any influence on you?
So, my father was an alcoholic, and my grandfather was an alcoholic, and I didn't want to ever become like that, to become like them. So like, I didn't really enjoy drinking, and I didn't like drinking. But then, you know, the whole accident and everything came, and after I'd started my addiction through that, then I realized, like, I was becoming same same as they were. And I was addicted to a substance, unfortunately. And like today, that's who I am. And I'm happy that I had those experiences because they brought me to where I'm at today.
Okay. Did you lose anything about being addicted to drugs? Like anything, like, family members, possessions?
So initially for my story, I was using for quite a long time, and I had tried to get in recovery once before, before this time around. And I was on an MAT program, and that's medication assisted treatment. And they used the doctors provided me with a drug called Suboxone, and it allowed me to stay clean and sober for almost 5 years. And then my father passed away, and like 3 days after his funeral, I had a return to use.
Okay. So when did you know you needed help?
Well, that plays into did I lose anything? Because I had lost, my business was failing. I had lost my business, it was failing. And I had lost my place to stay. I was living with my mom,
Okay.
and she had kicked me out. Which, that's the best thing she could have ever done for me, because I became homeless for like 8 months, and it was starting to get cold outside, and I was like, what am I gonna do? And she had offered to send me to treatment, and that's when I was just like, I basically surrendered and was said, okay, I'll give it a go.
Okay.
Like, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. Okay. So, did you have any return to use?
So when my father passed, that's when my return to use happened after my first recovery.
Okay. So, to let the audience know, what are some ways you can prevent yourself from falling back into return to use?
So for myself personally, I use mindfulness to remain in my sobriety, remain in my recovery. And then I also use my support network. And that's probably, I would say that's like the number one thing to help someone to stay with their sobriety and stay in recovery, is to create a network of people that are like-minded individuals and that are like your prayer team, people that, are give you hope, people that are supportive of you. And basically a support system that you can contact when shit gets bad. Because, even though I haven't taken a drug in this coming October will be 6 years. There have been times where, I've wanted to use, and stressors in my life have caused me to want to use. And when that happens, I call one of the people on the support team.
Okay.
And then, they talk me through it, or like they'll come sit with me, or like my wife and my kid are a lot of help too. They help me stay grounded. So I think that the cure for addiction is connection.
Okay. So if someone is like seeking help, what are some things they should ask themselves before they seek help?
Do I want to live like this anymore? That's a good one. Do I want to continue to live in this pain, heartache, and turmoil that my life has become? That's one of the ones that I ask myself, and I didn't really think about the future much when I was an active masseuse, and that's one of the things I learned to do in recovery, is to, think about what my future holds after for the actions that I put into place.
Okay. So, what are some inappropriate terms that that you shouldn't use to call a person who's addicted to drugs? What are some inappropriate terms like stigmas?
Junkie is a big one. I've been called a junkie before, I've been called an addict, just saying that I'm an addict. And well, that one, like, if I'm called an addict from another addict, that's one thing. But like, when somebody that has no idea who I am, like, that's derogatory for me. Because, which is also another thing, because like, that can be self-stigmatizing. Like, us calling ourselves addicts is self-stigmatizing, and one of the things, the terms that I would find acceptable would be a person with substance use disorder, and a person that is still abusing drugs. That's, so if you say abusing drugs, that's still stigmatizing. So you want to say, a person with substance use disorder that's still an active misuse.
Okay. So I have one last question for you. Anything that you would like the audience to know about drug prevention that wasn't discussed today?
Well, if you're somebody that's out there and you're using and you would like to change your life, then get a hold of somebody that's in recovery and see how they can help you to get into recovery yourself, because you're worth it. You don't even know the gifts that recovery can give you. And I'm here to tell you that they're plentiful. My life today is beautiful, and I'm forever grateful for everything that I've been given due to my recovery. And just let the person know, like, they're worth it.
Okay. Can you give the audience some couple websites, that you can look for about recovery, like information, how to get in contact with people, or specifically
So
you have
our
your.
organization is, let me actually give you the main website for it. And it's the West Virginia Collegiate Recovery Network. And the website is WVCOLLEGIATERECOVERY.com. And that's WVCollegiateRecovery.com. You can go there and find out more about what we do and the schools that we provide assistance to and support to the students at those schools. And it's a really great program, and I would love to see, like, more people buy into collegiate recovery, because, someone like me returns to school and like, we are fearful or scared or whatever, and school can be stressful, right? And like, stress is one of the things that could create a return to use for somebody. So that's why we're here, is to support those people that struggle with substance use disorder so that they don't return to use and they continue to succeed, and basically helps them to conquer anything that comes their way.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your time for this interview. We will be posting more things about what websites we can use to help with substance abuse disorder on the website. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Maurice.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Visit our Facebook page, Instagram page, and our website at www.muprevention.org to learn more about the West Virginia Collegiate Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Initiative and upcoming events and activities happening on your campus. Learn how you can help us to support, enhance, and build the collegiate prevention infrastructure. Again, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are only those of the hosts and guests. They are not the views and opinions of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, Marshall University Research Corporation, the West Virginia Collegiate Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success, or the participating institution of higher education. Thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful day.